I'm Chance Force, reporting for AM 1450 KBPS. And my guest is newly selected Rose Festival Princess Bailey Armstrong of Lincoln High School. First of all, congratulations to your selection and welcome to KBPS.
Thank you so much.
So you're a Rose Festival Princess now. How does it feel?
It's very exciting. It feels like almost being a tiny bit of a mini celebrity, you know, people coming up to me who I haven't talked to in a while, congratulating me. It's also just a big honor to be a Rose Princess in Portland. And so it's very exciting news to get and very exciting to start this process. Although I found out a few days ago and it still hasn't completely set in.
All right. So why did you want to be a Rose Festival Princess?
You know, I never really thought about being a Rose Festival Princess until I got the email saying I qualified and that I should apply. I decided to apply really because I knew it was a great opportunity. There's so much I can personally get out of it. But also, it's always important to me to be like civically engaged. You know, I really like my city. I like helping my city and being involved in my city. So this is one of like the coolest and most interesting ways to do it. Also, my grandfather was a Royal Rosarian, and I never really had the opportunity to meet him because he passed before I was born, so I know it's something that he would be proud of me doing.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Were you nervous at all becoming a princess?
I was a little bit anxious. You know, it's a lot of buildup. The process is a way so that you have to go through a lot of steps, and by the time you find out, it's a lot of like anxiety building up. You know, the day of, I had to wait all day through school. It was probably the longest school day of my life. But it wasn't too much anxiety, like not more than one would expect.
All right. So how does it feel to represent your school of Lincoln?
I'm very excited to represent Lincoln. Lincoln is a pretty neat school. It's, you know, being the oldest school in Portland. And so it's really kind of this big honor. The other day I was like looking at all the other Rose Princesses on the wall that came before me. And so it's exciting to be able to sit in that seat and represent my school.
How did everyone else feel about you becoming a princess?
My family's very excited. My friends were less so excited. They were very proud of me, but they weren't excited because I have to leave school for a month for this process. So they were a little hesitant about me signing up, but they're also very like supportive, so they're excited for me to be able to have this opportunity.
So where did you find the confidence to become a princess?
The confidence? Wow, I don't know. I don't think it needs confidence to become a princess. I think it just comes from, you know, wanting to be part of your city and wanting to do this opportunity. And I don't think confidence is something that is a requirement to be a princess. I think it comes with the job and you'll get it eventually.
All right. So how do you feel about the theme? Like, what is the theme of this year's Rose Festival? What does it mean to you?
The theme this year is Rose City Reunion, and it means a lot to just think that we are coming to an end of a terrible period. And while sometimes there's days where you still think, wow, we're stuck in a global pandemic, everything's wrong in the world. And there's some days that feels like, oh, we're moving forwards, we're coming out of maybe a sucky period. And the Rose Festival is honestly an opportunity to just put things behind us and enjoy just each other for like a moment or two.
What are things that you do inside or outside of school? Like, do you have any hobbies?
Yeah, I am super into speech and debate. I've been doing it since sixth grade. I'm the captain and varsity member at Lincoln. I also coached the middle school team at West Sylvan. On top of that, I did Constitution team. I'm currently the junior class vice president and hope to run for student government again next year. I also intern with Commissioner Carmen Rubio at City Hall. And then my hobbies, I like to ski, I like to bake. And then my COVID hobby has been researching my personal genealogy and getting into my family history.
Do you mind telling us more of what you do at City Hall?
Yeah, I work mainly on constituent communications. So I focus a lot on like emails, and I'm going to start focusing on phone calls. And I just do little projects here and there that make the office run a little bit smoother.
All right, nice. So what about your future plans? What do you plan on doing after high school?
I plan to go to college. I'm like in the college search right now. My dream school at this moment would be going to Trinity College Dublin in Ireland and studying in their law and French program. After that, I hope to continue on to international relations or global politics or international law.
All right. Is there any type of music that you prefer or enjoy, or any like artist, like over anything else?
Music is not my strong suit. I've been told on countless occasions that I can't carry a beat. I am tone deaf. So music has never been really something I'm attracted to. But when I do listen to music, you know, I listen to the Spotify curated playlist, or I listen to a lot of French pop, because I went to a French school and I'm fluent in French. So it's nice to listen to some French music
What about French stood out to you? What got you into French?
It's like parents' decision, honestly. I started at the French school and when I was 3, and so they chose French for me. But you know, it's a great language. It's a lot of fun in the culture, a lot of really good food, and a lot of really interesting people. And it's really global. There's a lot of different countries and cultures that you know are tied into the French language.
All right, that is the questions that I want to ask you. Thank you very much for taking the time to be here today.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Rose Festival Princess Bailey Armstrong from Lincoln High School. I'm Chance Forrest, reporting for AM 1450 KUPS.